Triple N's Motorsport Report for the Mildura Working Man's Club. It's always a great time out. Open 7 days.
Always a great pleasure catching up with this man on Friday, Wade Ornshield, with this week's Motorsport Report. Very good morning to you, Wade-o.
Morning, Matt. Is there anything better than an awesome morning in the Razor? God, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It certainly is, mate. Absolutely fantastic. Huge Easter weekend. Timmer Speedway says the sprint cars will be back for a new season. That's exciting.
Yeah, after last weekend, it was just phenomenal. We had the All-Stars final on the Friday, which was won by South Aussie Stephen Caruso. And then on the Sunday, Paul Solomon, a narrow-biting win over Rusty Hickman just on the finish line on the Sunday. And I think it really reaffirmed in front of two enormous crowds that sprint cars are a very popular attraction here in Mildura. Whilst the All-Star Series has certainly now finished, there's a lot of talk about what will happen from here. I spoke to Kristen and also Jeff yesterday from the Timmer Speedway, and they both said no matter what, we'll be having sprint cars back next season in several different forms. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be a monstrous season for Timmis. Their next event, of course, comes up on the Anzac weekend for the Australian production sedan title, which will be a beauty.
It certainly will be. The fourth round of the Australian Top Fuel Championship blasts off in Tailem Bend tomorrow.
Yeah, and our very own Phil Lamartina has really come back into the point score now. He's sitting in a very handy second position after some real drama in Western Australia for the Rapisada Autosport team, with both of the team cars crashing, Damien Harris and Wayne Newby at the Motorplex. So we come back to the Bend this weekend, and Phil is now sitting after running runner-up in the A-final to Phil Reed. Phil sits second in the points as we head to the fourth round of the championship, which starts tomorrow and Sunday at Dragway at the Bend. If you have a minute, it's only a 4-hour drive up the road. It is absolutely worth it to see Top Fuel at this amazing new facility in Tailem Bend.
Now, congratulations to our very own Jared Waters winning back-to-back Australian modified sedan titles last weekend.
Not only that, he won the best presented team and the best presented car as well. It was a real clean sweep for Jared. He did a great job in a pressure situation. And the great news is now he gets to shoot for a hat-trick at home, because next season the Australian Modified Sedan Championship will be held at B&S Earthworks Timmer Speedway. So a tremendous result. He now has two of those championships. His brother Cam has an Australian Modified Sedan Championship as well. So that's three between the brothers. It's going to be an epic season next year when the Aussie Modified Sedan title comes in. Jared defends his title.
Now, the Australian Sidecar Championship has been cancelled this weekend due to bad weather in Tamworth.
Yeah, Benny Pitt will be just about ready to just go into one of those throw-an-axe rooms, I think, at the moment, because he was so pumped about defending and looking to try and get, you know, rare air in four Australian championships. But they're saying it may be in September at the moment due to the bad weather this weekend. The interesting part is that Benny's got his wedding coming up in September. So let's hope that the gods play nice, or Cara has to go, well, maybe we could get married in Tamworth. And I don't think that's going to happen. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what date they come up with.
And also, Josh Waters is absolutely flying on the Ducati and currently leads the Australian Superbike Championship after round number two. He's a legend.
Yeah, he sure is. Did a fantastic job just recently at Sydney Motorsport Park at the nighttime race, and then also in horrendous wet conditions as well, showing his class and leading the championship. It heads to the paperclip, as they call it, at Willowbank Raceway coming up on the Anzac Day weekend. Our own Josh, he does a phenomenal job, and he's flying on the Duke. Can't wait to see him wrap up another championship this year.
Good on you, superstar. Thank you so much for your time this morning, as always, Wade-o. Enjoy Tailem Bend, and we will catch up again next week.
And, mate, West Coast Eagles finals bound 2029.